Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Where's McGovern?
Where is she? Do you know what it is? You give her a time and then she agrees it as well. How rude.
There she is.
I heard that. Jeff, why the hell are you in San Francisco?
I'm not actually in San Francisco.
Now you're in space.
Now I'm in
space. So basically, have you spent the last week just trying to do backgrounds behind you when we have these video conference calls?
Yeah.
All right, stop now.
Oh, hold on, I like the beach.
Yeah, you need some sun cream on, though, for that pasty face. Anyway, you two.
Anyway, we're here now, Steph, so thanks for coming.
I'm so sorry it's been manic, though, because I'm launching my own show from this very house, and all of a sudden I've realised I've got to clean the flaming house, haven't I? My hands, like, are red raw from where I've been cleaning and scrubbing. How's it going working from home anyway?
Do you know, it's all right for me. I think it's more the dog, to be honest, than the child. Although, I have to say, he's found it quite hard the last couple of days. He doesn't really understand why we can't go out, why nobody can come round.
Yeah, I think it's when you lose the routine, because I've got no idea what day it is.
Oh, no idea on days at all.
How's it been for you, Jeff?
I love it. And do you know what's really getting on my nerves? All these people online, and it's, I tell you what, it's men mostly, who were coming on. There was a bloke on Twitter today, it really wound me up.
Here we go. He's a Jeff rant. I love it.
I love
Come
it.
On, producer.
Go on, Jeff.
It is a bloody rant. Basically, I'm going to split the male world into two types. There's a kind of alpha bloke dick who's coming home and saying, this is my territory. I'm going to optimise the Wi-Fi. Just makes me sick. And then he comes onto Twitter today with a list of all the times he's been interrupted by his wife. And then he parades it in front of the world like he's a clever ass. I hope the next time she disturbs him, it's to tell him he's bloody divorced and she's off. I mean, what a dick! And then there are the rest of us men who have been found out. All of a sudden, my wife's at home. She's like a machine. I've never seen anything like it. She works and works. And she's doing meetings with 76,000 people. And I'm in here having to pretend that I'm working. And occasionally she'll walk in and my head's on the keyboard. I'm fast asleep. Yeah, we're a sad lot.
Alex was telling me that he saw something on Twitter. And it was this girl who was working from home. And she was at one side of the table and her dad's at the other. And apparently her dad's like an aeronautical engineer or something. And she was like, I can hear my dad on the conference call and he's talking about really clever stuff. And then she said, I'm at the other side, drawing a bird. She's an illustrator. Al said, our drawings were unreal. But it was the dynamic of the contrast. It was brilliant. I thought that is just genius.
Who's going to bring more joy there? Beautiful picture of a little bird?
Oh.
Hang on. Or some bloke who allows us to be able to fly like a bird to another country and go on holiday.
Oh.
And look what trouble that's caused, eh? Can't do it now, can you?
Can I tell you about what happened this week? So, obviously, me and my partner working from home with the baby. So we're doing that classic thing of handing the baby to each other between each other's meetings. So I am in a separate room trying to listen to a clip of the podcast that, Jeff, you just put out on Twitter. So I start playing it and I'm like, why can't I hear this? So I'm pressing it again. All of a sudden, I hear my partner apologise to her very, like, important executive meeting saying, I'm so sorry about that. And I realise the clip where I'm admitting I wet myself on a bus is going out to her executive meeting.
Oh, no.
Because I'd used her microphone and headphones for something else, and obviously my phone had automatically connected to it.
Oh my god. Steph, that's brilliant.
So the topic this week, I think, is going to be about what is it like working with your partner, your pets, you know, your kids, what is life like for you? Because I have had some funny stories on this. But before we get to them, Claire, what's happening on Social Distancing Live? Is there anything going on outside your window today?
Yeah, do you know what? I have to report. There was a couple actually across the road and they're holding hands, so they're not social distancing.
Oh my goodness, are you looking into their bedroom window, Claire?
No, they're just walking.
But there may be a couple already.
Oh, another couple's passed. They are social distancing. Their arms are swinging. The guy doesn't want to hold her hand, you can tell. Brilliant.
Do you know what? I dare you to lean out of the window and say he doesn't want to be with your love.
Definitely not. God, I don't want to cause a divorce. I actually tried to set myself up in the porch just so you give you a full commentary. Hold on. God, I look rough today. Sorry.
Claire?
Right. Hello? Why, can you hear me?
What a shambles.
Welcome to my world anyway.
Do you know what's happening outside my window at the minute? My partner is currently sticking two fingers up at me at the window, trying to distract me because I have been annoying it all day.
This is my social distancing.
Hi.
Wave. Right, I'm going back.
Claire, can you just sit down, please, and talk to us?
I'm back.
Hey.
So the question today is...
Oh, sorry, police just went by.
What?
The police just went by. That's good, isn't it?
They've probably seen how crap your flaming podcast skills are and have come to arrest you.
You asked for a live. You asked for a live update. I was showing you outside.
Can I see a dog in the shop?
Yeah, I bloody opened the doors, haven't I, by an accident?
Right. So this is the perfect example why I think working from home is a nightmare if you've got kids or pets or even a partner, because it is impossible to do any work without being distracted. So that's my question today. Do you think it's a nightmare, Claire?
I have to be honest. I really enjoy working from home. My soul is very happy when I'm at home. But I honestly don't mind it. I think we've probably got a canny little setup. Like I say, the little one, he's just so canny, just does his own thing. But I've only got one. And I do know a friend who are really struggling with more than one child, who are running around and constantly wanting attention. So, yeah.
Shall I give you some messages we've had? My absolute favourite message we had in, right, is this one. I started an argument on purpose with my lovely wife at 7 o'clock this morning, knowing I would get the silent treatment.
No.
Isn't that brilliant?
That's terrible.
This is the kind of man that Jeff hates.
It is exactly the kind of man that I hate. Oh, my wife's interrupting me. The kids won't shut up. They won't do this. They won't do that. They do too much of this, too much of the other. Nobody's kind of fessing up to the fact. Have I lost you?
No, we're still here.
We're just letting you rant.
They're blaming anyone but them bloody selves. And as I've been reminded this week, I'm actually part of the problem. So the other day, I'd been upstairs on our creaky floorboards, pacing for about 25 minutes on this phone call. So much so that nobody could get any work done because I was distracting them. A little later on, there I was, having a little break, picked up my banjo. I mean... You know, it's not everyone's favourite instrument. And so, no, what are you doing with that cushion, Claire? So,
I'm macking.
Nobody can get a blind bit of work done. And you think of all the bloody men around the world who are indulging in such practices, creaking the floorboards, playing their bloody crappy instruments really badly, and then going onto social media and moaning about everybody else in the house without realising they're the bloody issue.
Do you know what, Jeff? I don't think this is working out for you. I think you need to take a bit of time out, love.
I think this is what working from home is doing to you. Imagine you've done it for years. This has only been a couple of days with your partner and your kids. I think people must be going crazy.
Nobody seems to nap. There's not enough napping in the workplace. That's the main reason I left the office, was so that I could nap without being disturbed.
Shall we do some more messages?
Yeah.
Somebody's written, we're doing fine. However, if I've been killed and fed to the cats this time next week, feel free to retweet this saying it hasn't aged well. Day two and the struggle is real. Tony wants to murder me. If he builds a patio, check, I'm okay.
I bet there's loads of this. I love this.
Dear one, and I've been asked to move from the dining table into the corner because of my alleged ridiculously loud typing. Doesn't that do your head in, though? Loud typing if you're on a train or something and someone's tapping away next year. It absolutely grates on me, that.
It does me too. Your dog's arse has just filled the screen there, Claire. Get a grip.
I'm so sorry. Steph, you work on the train, don't you?
Yeah, I totally work on the train.
So are you still on trains at all?
No,
Steph?
I'm totally housebound, which is literally driving me nuts. Because I'm someone who's always travelling all the time. So it's really surreal to be here. And I think for the first few days, you enjoy it. And then you go, oh, actually, I am really sick of conference calls.
Suddenly your work world has shrunk to little boxes on a computer screen with faces in them and dogs' arses filling this.
Yeah, I have a feeling this might be the way forward. I think you do miss company, you know. Obviously, you see your work friends more than you see your own mates, don't you? And your family. So whether you like them or not, you know, they kind of become part of your routine, don't they?
But imagine if we'd had this lockdown just 5 years ago, never mind 10 years ago or 20 years ago, because this technology wasn't there.
I know. Do you know what's been really funny as well is how listening to people try and explain to people how the technology works, you know, like saying, press the camera symbol with the line through it. Then I'll be able to see you. Press it.
Mute. Because then you're getting all the background noise. You're getting the kids. You're getting the dogs. You're getting the toilet flushing. Like, mute. Just mute until you need to speak. Mute.
And do you know what's made me laugh is seeing, like, all my neighbours trying to social distance as well. So now people are literally shouting across the, you know, the area where I live, like in the street, just shouting to each other, going, are you all right, Lynn? Yeah, I'm fine. Cheers, Frank. And then earlier today, one of them said, I really need some yeast. Has anyone got any yeast? And then, fortunately, Mandy, who lives next door, does have yeast. So that problem was solved. Something that made me laugh was I got this message from a woman saying, oh, we're both working from home in separate rooms, taking turns to make a cuppa. I've made three, he's made one, but he did get up earlier than me to take the dog out, so I probably shouldn't complain. So it's a really lovely, nice tweet. Anyway, clearly her partner's then just replied and written, you made two. So it just totally correct.
That's brilliant.
This is exactly what we've been discussing here. My wife drinks literally about 15 cups of tea a day. I'm not going to be making half the cups of tea to keep a parity there. And yet I'm getting the bloody stink eye when she's walking to the kettle. Like, she's just put one out and she's looking to me to make the next bloody cup of tea.
What's a stink eye?
I think it's just a dirty look, isn't it?
All right.
So I'm going to try the stink eye on you. Hang on. So I've made five brews and you've not made any, Steph. Okay. So here you go. I'm on the way to the kettle. I walk past you.
That looks like you're giving me sexy eyes.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I'm hiding my face. That's hilarious.
You know this whole tea thing? It's a massive problem in my life. I don't drink tea or coffee. Can you imagine how much that annoys people? Because I never do tea making. Because I just don't think about it. I don't think, this person might quite like a cup of tea now.
So everyone thinks that you think you're above them.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone thinks
you're not heading
I'm
to the
an absolute word I can't say anymore that begins with tea.
This is public services. We've cleaned
I know,
up your
which is
potty
good,
mouth.
Because I've got to go live to the nation today.
Oh, Steph, that's my biggest fear.
Me going live on air? It's a bit harsh.
No, me. I would die.
So has anybody, in all these messages you've been getting, Steph, has anyone been surprised at what irritates them in their partner or their kid?
Yeah, totally. Listen to this one. We're at home and working in the same home office. It turns out the biggest challenge isn't irritating each other while on Skype, but preference over room temperature. Mr. S seems to want to work in a sauna.
I'm the same.
You want to work in a sauna?
I want to work in a sauna.
What kind of sauna, Claire?
Oh.
What would you call your sauna?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's got to be something with a surname, Waters. Our old surname.
Hot Waters.
Hot Waters. Steamy Waters.
Steamy Waters. That's it. That's brilliant.
Steamy Waters, straight from Chicago. Anyway, Mr. S wants it hot. She wants it a bit nippy.
Yeah.
That sounded like a line from Steamy Waters.
This proper made me howl. My tip for couples suddenly working from home together, get yourselves an imaginary co-worker to blame things on. In our apartment, Cheryl keeps leaving her dirty cups all over the place and we really don't know what to do about her.
That is brilliant. I could do with a Cheryl.
Like at work, you do tend, there's always someone to blame. But how do you do that when you're working from home?
You invent one.
Yeah.
Good old Shezza.
Yeah. Here's a message for you. This is about animals being distracting, you know, a bit like Claire's dog that keeps sticking its ass.
Just appeared again. How funny.
My cat just managed to tweet a reply to someone else by jumping up and walking on my keyboard.
The peril.
That's a good one, isn't it? Because I've had that where I was feeding the baby and she lifted her arm up and it knocked my hand while I had my phone and I liked a tweet. And I was like, this is not a tweet I wanted to like. It was a bad tweet.
That is such a fear, isn't it? Awful.
Yeah, easily done though. What tips would you have then for people who are working from home with their partner or their pet or children? Claire?
I'm going to give Jeff one. Start making more cups of tea for your wife.
Fair enough. I will.
Jeff?
Remove the wood from your own eye or whatever it is before you start.
What?
You know the saying.
What? Right. No. Claire always gives really practical advice, like brush your teeth or, you know, make your wife cups of tea. Yours is like, lay your mat straight or take the wood out of your eye. Like, what the are you on about? Have you ever been out?
The point I'm trying to make is stop assuming that it's everyone else's fault but your own. So take stock of yourself before you start going on social media and slagging off your wife, slagging off your kids and thinking you're all that when actually you're just a dick. So there.
Right. Jesus Christ.
I think you should just say that people just need to adapt. There you go.
Yeah. Thanks, Claire. But the other issues as well that I want to talk about, eating. How do you stop yourself from just constantly eating all day? I mean, I am going to have to put a lock on the fridge. I'm not even hungry. I mean, I even ate a beetroot yesterday.
Beetroot. Why is that? Loads of people are saying that. Loads of people are saying, never mind this social distancing thing. I've got a social distance from the fridge.
So next week, what I really want to talk about then is, I'm going to burp.
Too many biscuits.
Do you know what this is? It's because I'm eating too much. I'm going to be massive. I'm doing the show from my front room. It's going to be live of Steph bloody eating her face. Eating my face. I mean, filling my face. My God. But anyway, I'm going to stop. That's my rant. While you, Jeff, rant about the men in this whole thing and whatever they're doing wrong, I am going to rant about food and stopping yourself from becoming the size of a house during all of this lockdown. The other thing that I want to talk about in this series of working from home, because I think we're going to be doing this for a while yet, we must talk about like schooling for kids. And this also made me laugh, this tweet. One doctor tweeted, "Nothing in the history of disappointment compares with our 7-year-old realising she's the daughter of key workers." Because obviously...
she's gone to school.
All the kids are buzzing when they hear school's cancelled, and then you find out your parents or your family, whoever's looking after you, are key workers.
Yay! Oh,
what a good air.
The efforts that my kids' teachers are going to now to record lessons, it's phenomenal.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Our school head teacher's doing bedtime story at nighttime for all the kids. And
what do you mean? He's recording a bedtime story and then everyone's playing it out?
No, he's doing live for all the kids if they want to join in.
Where have you gone?
Where did you go?
I've just fallen off the chair. Sorry, my leg's gone dead. Ow. Anyway, I've got a quiz question for you.
Oh.
What's the email people should send us their stories?
Beep.
Oh, go on. Waters, University of Life.
Not bad for a Monday at hotmail.com.
Do you know, of all the things that I've seen recently on social media in this period of ours, my favourite, somebody sent you something, Steph. Their daughter had composed a wee little reel for a tin whistle. And her dad played it. And it was lovely. I think we should leave on that.
Right, yeah. So send us your stories, not bad for a Monday, at hotmail.com, or tweet them to me at Steph Breakfast. Jeff, your Twitter handle this week?
At GArthurB.
Claire?
What is mine?
That's your homework for next week. I'm going to be teacher. Right, we're going to play the Irish music. And while we do it, Steph, bit of Irish dancing. You're an expert.
Why are you asking me? Claire's the better dancer.
The pair of you.
I'll do it with my fingers. You ready? Go. Yeah. What do you think of this finger dancing?
It's like Michael Flatley's walked in the room.
Hey.
Do you remember finger bobs?
Should have painted my nails, shouldn't I?
This is great podcast material. There's nothing like not watching people pretend to dance with their fingers.
We best stop.
I think Claire had a breakdown a little while ago, to be honest.
Oh my God, she's talking about herself in the third person.
Oh God.
Right, see you later, kids.
Bye.
Good luck with your telly programme, Steph. Don't forget us.
Oh, I'm going to clean the front room.
Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.